Blog Talk Radio.
On tonight, amen. Praise the Lamb of God on tonight. We just excited to see what the Father has in store for us on tonight, amen. We just praise God. Just one more opportunity tonight to be in the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And we give God praise and glory and honor. We Shabbat God that He has blessed you and me to see the last birthday in May. I don't know about you. I woke up early this morning. Hallelujah. J. Just praising God that, Lord, you gave me another opportunity to be here. Help me to know it was nothing that we done on tonight. Come on, we don't even deserve to see this last Thursday in May, but I don't know about you all, but I told God earlier this morning, I rose out of my bed, and I began to give the Lord some thanks to him, some hallelujah, and I just began to give God a praise. I began to shabbat him. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless your name. Let's go into a quick prayer, and we're going to jump right into this word. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence on tonight. Father God, we come before you right now with bowed down head and humble heart. Father God, we shabbat your name. Father God, we praise you. We worship you. We magnify, we glorify your name on tonight. You said when praises go up, you said blessings shall come down. Father God, you said in your word that you inhabit the praises of your people on tonight. And Father God, you said in your word, oh God, that we don't praise you. You said that bigger rock gonna cry out. I don't know about you tonight. I refuse to lock the rocks cry for me on tonight, because my God been so no good to me. And Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we reference you tonight. In Jesus Christ's name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We do give honor to the Most High God on tonight. Amen. We praise God for one more opportunity. We thank God for our Pastor E. Hamilton, allowing the women to be able to come on and speak on tonight. We have to give honor when honor is due. I do honor my pastor, my apostle, amen, Apostle Mark Pickett, amen, out of Influence Ministry. I thank God, a man after God's own heart on tonight. As I was just studying and preparing myself before tonight and asking the Lord, what should I give to your people? Amen. Come on, the Bible says, seek and we shall find. And then he said, knocking the door shall be opened. Amen. So I always pray and ask God before I come on the line, before I do anything concerning the word of God. I always seek God. I first and say, God, what would you have me to speak on this Thursday night for your people? And matter of fact, I was at work and just meditate. And the Lord say, I need you to talk on the theme. What do you do when you are frustrated? Ooh, this is going to be a good one right here now. Let me say it one more time. What do you do when you are frustrated? In other words, you don't have it. I had enough. I'm sick and tired. I'm about ready to throw the towel in. I'm about ready to quit. And you know what? The Spirit of the Lord says, tell the people, the women, the men of God on tonight, anytime we get into a place of being frustrated, that's the time that you need to shut down. Come on, somebody. You need to shut down. You need to go and pray. You need to go fast and seek God, because you frustrated. And as soon as somebody say the wrong thing to you and me, we going out. Why? Because we already frustrated. We already aggravated. Other words, what you saying? I don't want to be bothered. Uh-oh. So the best thing to do when we get into a place that we are being frustrated, we need to shut everything down, go into that quiet place, and just get before the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm frustrated. Back up against the wall. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. So, Lord, I need you to help me. That's just the best time that we need to steal away. Come on, somebody. Get in that Psalms 91 and say, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Come on. Get in that 23rd Psalm, for the Lord is my shepherd. He leadeth me beside the still water. So we got to learn how to quote scripture, because we already frustrated. Come on. Aggravated. Come on. Don't want to be bothered. Don't know how we're going to get the bill paid. Don't know. And we got so much things going on at one time, and we frustrated. And the Lord say, tell my people tonight, when they get into that place of being frustrated, you need to shut things down. Come on, somebody. Get off the phone, get off Facebook,
Instagram, come on, Tika Tika, whatever is going on, whatever it is, you need to shut it down because you already frustrated. So if you ain't careful, you're going to go off on who? Innocent people. Because when your back up against the wall, God says, what you got to do? Be still. And know that I am God. And he said, besides me, there is no other. Amen. The first thing, when you and me are frustrated, we need to be in a place of being still, seeking God, praying, fasting, because if we do not know how to deal with our frustration, we're going to blow it. Woo! Hallelujah. And go off on people and have an attitude. I just don't care. I'm frustrated. I'm aggravated. I don't want to be bothered. And nobody but not rub me the wrong way. And they sure but not step on my toes. Because guess what? I'm going all the way off. I'm frustrated. I have enough aggravated. But guess what? When God allows frustration to come to you and me, our miracle, the breakthrough, your healing, whatever you need, it's right at the front door. It's right in front of you and me. And if we not extra careful, we going to blow it. Why? Because we in that place. We in that state. I'm frustrated. We all have been frustrated tonight. Come on, let's be real. Let's not be paranoid. We all have been frustrated. And you wonder, when I get into a place, I just, not today. I ain't finna ask my phone call right now, but I need to get Lisa together because right now I ain't feeling it, and I don't want to say the wrong thing out of my feelings, my emotion. So best thing me to do, I need to go pray and seek God. And if I feel like talking, I will. Don't, because I don't want to go up on nobody because I'm dealing with some issues within myself, and I don't know how to handle the issue. Woo! But tonight, I'll just tell my neighbor, if you don't deal with them issues, they're going to deal with you. When you fight up against the wall, trust God. Come on, somebody. When you don't know which way to go, be still and know that I am God. He said, beside me, there is no other. Amen. Hallelujah. And we got to be careful when we're being frustrated. Like I said again, we catch your attitude. We be just the point where we just don't care, and that is not good to be in that place where you know you're frustrated. You need to pray, fast, seek God. Lord, I'm frustrated. God, I'm going through this. I'm going through this. That's why he said, seek me and you shall find. And that's why he said, knock and the door shall be open. Amen. And what I say, who I hurt, the best way to deal with our frustration, get into a very quiet place, seeking God how to handle it, how to deal with this frustration that I'm going through, God, I don't understand. And then you got to ask yourself, why did I lie? It's only three things, total place of being. So the three things that we allow get us frustrated, we ain't gonna get a devil, no credit. Come on, somebody. Is it the three things that we allow to get us frustrated? It's a person, a place, a thing. We allow those three things to get us frustrated, and we don't know we don't know how to deal with it. See, when you learn how to be real with yourself, you never be real with God because God already know right where we at. So sometimes God allows us to get into a place of being frustration. And then he frustrated and he said, I'm going to see how can you handle this. And God will know if you've been praying, if I've been praying, if I've been fasting, you've been seeking God, seeking God. God will know because God said, oh, yeah, I'm going to allow her to get frustrated because my daughter, my son, they already know when that spirit comes up on them, they know what they got to do. The Bible says you resist the devil, he shall flee from you and me. But we got to make sure that we haven't done anything that God will tell the devil to go and type you and me. Remember, the devil got to go to God to get permission to bother you and me. So God said, I'm going to allow you to go through this frustration and you're going to keep going through it until you pass the test. Come on, somebody. If you don't pass the test, guess what? You got to go back to that same test again until you pass the test. God said, I let you go first grade in April. You didn't pass the test. Here it is, May. You got first grade again. You did not pass the test again. Guess what? It's the same cycle that we went through and we didn't know how to deal with it. That's why it's so important that we deal with the frustration issues that we got going on. Come on, somebody. But when you're back up against the wall, learn how to be still. Learn how to trust God. Job said, though you slay me, yet should I wait till my chains come. I'm pretty sure Job was frustrated. Come on, somebody. He lost everything he had when his wife told him, won't you curse your God and die? Come on, because she didn't have a faith. See, she couldn't see what Job had a promise. God told Job that he's going to restore to him. That's why it's so important, people, to God. When we go through different things in life, you can't share with everybody. Come on, somebody. You can't allow everybody to get everybody's opinion. When you've been frustrated, you need to seek God for your own self. If you don't know how to seek God, call someone on the phone. Say, Sister Bro, I'm frustrated right now. I'm so aggravated. I don't know what to do. It seems like I'm about to lose my mind. But if you lose your mind and cry, you'll gain your mind. Right? Come on, somebody. The Bible says those who keep their mind stayed upon Jesus, then he said he will keep you and me in a perfect peace, even when you're frustrated. Woo, hallelujah. You still can trust God. Woo, I like Joel say, don't you slay me, yet shall I wait until my chain comes. So when we're going through the frustration, the aggravation, the irritation, the best thing to do is pray, fast, and seek God. Get into that quiet place. Read the 23rd Psalm. Say, he leadeth me beside the still, the quiet word. But guess what? If even though Father leads us up, we got to be willing to want to go beside the still word. Hallelujah. See, we can quote 23rd Psalm all day long. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Come on. Okay, you quote that. But do you really know the Lord is your shepherd for real? Because if he's your shepherd, the Father said, I'm going to take care of my children. Woo! Y'all, somebody better help me tonight. This is real good, y'all. I promise you. Frustration. It's where we got to seek God with our whole heart. How I seek God, trust in the Lord, lean not to our own understanding. If all your way, my way, if we acknowledge God, he said he will direct your step, my step, your path, your step. Come on, somebody. The Bible say, and watch this man's footstep has been ordered, has been ordained by God. When my frustration, how do I handle or deal with my frustration? But we have to remember, when the frustration comes, it still with me, we are closer. I'm going to stop right there. We are closer to our miracle, to our breakthrough. But if we don't let our frustration in the way, we will get our miracle, get your breakthrough, get your healing. Sometimes God allows these things to happen to see how you and me will handle our frustration. Frustration simply means feeling or expressing, discretion, or knowing, especially because of the ability to change or achieve something, feeling discouragement, angry, and knowing because of unsolved problems, unfulfilled goals, desire you. 1 Peter 5:7 say, cast all your cares and anxiety on him because he cares for you and me. Amen. Ecclesiastes 5 and 17 say, chapter 3, for everything is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Exodus 14, verse 14, the Lord will fight for you and me. And you have to learn how to let God fight for us in the midst of being frustrated. We've been aggravated. Can we trust God? Can we trust God to take us through the frustration? We got to go through the process. Come on, somebody. You got to be willing to go through the promise. The Bible said, well, there's no test, there's no testimony. So I can tonight be willing. I have been frustrated many times. Come on, somebody. Come on, I mean, many times. I know it was in 2012 when I lost my job and I ain't had no income coming in. When I kept getting all the letters in the mail and phone calls and they about to foreclose on my house. Yes, I was frustrated. Yes, I was aggravated. Come on. And did I have faith? My faith was not what needed to be at. So guess what happened? I allowed fear to come in. Because guess what? When you get a phone call, you get letters in the mail. And matter of fact, you don't got to foreclose a letter on your house. Yes, I was frustrated. Cause I said, God, how can I pay a $700 mortgage payment with this little unemployment? Right then, it wasn't nothing back about $100 a week. I was frustrated. Aggravated. Didn't know what to do. My face was against the wall. Come on, hallelujah. But I heard the Lord gave me a word. I was driving from Boston one night. The Lord said, Lisa, do you trust me? It's easy to say, yes, I trust you. It's easy for folks to say that. But when it comes down to the real deal, do we really trust God for real? Do we really trust the process? By then, I'm going to be real with y'all. I didn't trust God. Because I like God. I hear you say, do I trust you? Even though I say yes. But in my mind, my heart was saying, I don't know what to do. And the Spirit of the Lord said, you can't tell nobody. Can't go to your pastor. Can't go to your children. He said, you can't tell nobody. The Lord said, between you and me, I was frustrated. My back is against the wall. Come on. Didn't know to go left. Should I go right? But all the things I can say tonight, I thank God that I did not allow my feelings, my emotions to get me so frustrated to I don't even care no more. I just kept praying and kept fasting and kept believing in the Lord. God, I'm a tithe player. I'm a seed player. God, I'm living right before you. I began to quote the scripture. Father God, you said in your word that you and I hold no good thing for those who walk right before you. I begin, dear God, by your word and remind God, Lord, you said in the book of Psalms that you said you will not bring shame on me. I begin to talk to God like I'm talking tonight, and I tell him the Lord say, Lisa, trust me. I will not bring a shame on you. In the midst of me being frustrated, aggravated, I still had to trust God. I couldn't tell a soul. I couldn't tell nobody. Now, you know, that's a hard thing when you're going through a hard test match like that, and the Spirit of the Lord tells you, you can't tell nobody. Now, you got to have some faith. You got to really be strong and firm in the word of God. But I had to pass the test, because guess what? I will not pass the test. I will not be in the same house as 2023, 2012, but through a great transition. Come on, somebody. But the Lord said, trust the process. Woo! In the midst of me being frustrated, I still had to trust God, because I can't hear the Lord say, though I slay you, yet would I trust you. I tell thank God I trust you. God, I believe you. And I'll tell you something. In the midst of me being frustrated, the enemy came and was trying to break off stuff to my mind and all kinds of stuff going on. You know, I had men trying to talk to me. They want to give me money. But the Lord said, you can't go that route, baby, because they're going to cost you something. And I kept saying, I'm going to trust you, God. I trust you, I trust you, I trust you. I kept praying, kept fasting, kept seeking God. And the Lord, I promise y'all, God came through for me. I'm in the same house today, because guess what? I did not allow my frustration to overturn me, to overthrow me. In the midst of me being frustrated, I still trust God, because I know how to call on the name of Jesus. And I was nowhere where I'm at right now. I'm going to be real with y'all. Come on. I just had got saved, just got through with the Holy Spirit. You know, it's fresh and it's new. So, you know, I'm still learning how to pray. I'm still learning how to, you know, quote the scriptures. I'm still learning how to quote the word of God. And in the midst of me not really knowing a whole lot about, you know, how to speak the word, the Lord began to download me. God began to speak to me and say, Lisa, trust me. Trust me, daughter. He said, all I need to know is one word, Lisa. Do you trust me? Hallelujah. And I had to say, yes, Lord, I trust you, God. But in the midst of me trusting God, I still had a little fear. Could I be real? I still was like, Lord, I hear you saying trust you, but I'm getting all these letters. I'm getting all the phone calls. The people don't tell me. They're giving up foreclosure on my house. And you tell me I trust you? What am I going to do? Hallelujah. But I thank God tonight, people of God, that I did not yield to my own understanding. I did not yield to my emotion. I did not yield to my feelings. I did not let my flesh and love get me out of place that caused me to do something that I'm going to regret later on down the line. Let me tell you something. It's a great price to pay for the anointing, for the order of our life. And even right now, I'm praying, I'm still paying for it, because the Bible says, God, you're anointing. And I thank God tonight I can testify to somebody on this line tonight. You might be frustrated right now. You might not know what to do, which way to go. I'm telling you tonight to be still and know that God is God. And besides him, there is no other. Let's go to Psalms 46 and verse 10, and I'm almost finished. Amen. Psalms 46, verse 10, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Tonight, the Lord said, be still and know that I am God. And I'm looking at you being frustrated. The key thing. Be still. Stay in your place. Stay in your position. Don't allow your frustration to get you out of character. Come on, somebody. Because we come up out of character, they're going to really know who Lisa is. Come on. So in the midst of us being frustrated tonight, people of God, trust God. Get into that quiet place. Get into that Psalms 91. Eat that dwelling. That's a T-H. That means we got to continue to dwell in that secret place of the Most High God. Get into that secret place. Get into your prayer closet. You begin to pray. Begin to fast and to trust God in the midst of you being frustrated. If you trust God, he's going to bring you out. He's going to bring you through it. He said he will put no more on you and me than we can bear. Tonight, people of God, I encourage you tonight. In the midst of your frustration, can you trust God to bring you out? Let me ask a question. Can you give God enough time to bring you and me out? See, that's the key right there. We don't give God enough time to bring us out. So when we go through the storm and the trying the frustration, what are we going to do? We're ready to get out of it. But God says sometimes he wants to stay in us just for a little while. He said, stay in it for a little while, because what happened is, there's at the end of that God said, I need to break off of you. So I got to let you go through the consuming fire, because that's the stuff in you that I need to break off of you. So you got to go through the fire. Oh, my God, hallelujah. But see, the thing with us, we don't want to go through the fire. Not for real. We don't go through that consuming fire. So the God said, I want to refine you. But see, we don't want to walk through the fire. We say, God, I trust you. But he said, as soon as I allow the frustration to come, what do you do? Ooh, oh, my God, that's a good one tonight. What do you do when the spirit of frustration come up on you? Ooh, think about that. Ooh, my God, my God, my God, I'm dying. What do you do when you're frustrated? What do you do when you don't know to go left? Should I go right? What do I do?
Say Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God. All of you, watch this thing, shall be added unto you and me. So when you're frustrated, when you don't know what to do, go on over to St. Matthew 6:33. Say, Father, I don't know what to do. Seek first the kingdom. Uh-oh. See, the key thing with that right now. You got to be real. We don't want to seek first the kingdom. We want to see everybody else. And then when we realize I should have came to God from the start. No. You want to go, you want to go over, you want to go around God instead of doing what the word of God says. See, when you go around, when we frustrated, get into your word. Get in the Bible. Begin to read and pray. Lord, I'm frustrated. Lord, I'm aggravated. God, I need you to help me now. God, I need you to come right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I ain't going to answer no phone call because right now I'm not in the mood. And let me check this out. The enemy know when we get frustrated. The enemy, I call somebody from our past that don't get us wrong, that don't hurt us. He will cause them to call out of the blue. Guess what? Because he already know we in that person being frustrated. So if we ain't extra careful, guess what going to happen? You and me going to blow it because you already frustrated. If we pick up that phone, I know doggone well. Can I be real? I know this little girl, he ain't calling me. Come on, let's be real. That's what we say. But some of us don't say that word. We say the other word. We pick up our phone and be like, oh, no. I know he or she ain't calling me. Really? And if you ain't careful, what's going to happen? You're going to lean to your own understanding. Man, that fleshly emotion is going to mess you and me up. Why? Because we're already frustrated. And God said, I'm going to lie. Somebody from your past to call you, to owe you money. They did you wrong. They hurt you. They abuse you. They use you. And God said, I'm going to let them call your phone. It ain't with you being frustrated. You know why? It's a test. God said, I'm going to test you right there. That's why when I get into a place, if I get put on real tired, I shut it down. You know why? Because I don't want Lisa, not the prophet, it's not the pastor. I don't want Lisa Carol Harris. I don't want Lisa to show the other side of Lisa. So what I need to do is fast and pray and see God and text and say, let me keep up with you a little later on. You got to tell them what's going on. See, what happened with us, sometimes we speak stuff out of our mouth. I'm frustrated. I'm aggravated. I just don't want to be bothered. See, you spoke it out your mouth. And all you did gave the enemy a field day to continue to make you frustrated because you already spoke it. You got to remember, our words carry power, carry weight. The Bible said, bitter and sweet water can't come up out the same mouth. Come on, somebody. Blessing and curses can't come out your mouth. So what I'm saying tonight for you all, be very careful what you say. What you release out of your mouth, that's what's going to happen. Come on, hallelujah. That's why I thank God I fast every Wednesday, every Thursday. I make sure 2 days I fast. Why are you fasting? Because I'm dying. To Lisa. Come on. The Bible said these kind come through much fasting, much prayer. If you want a greater revelation, you want great wisdom, come on. Fast. Pray. Put your place down. Sacrifice. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And see, I've been doing for so many years, so it's automatic. It doesn't even bother me. I don't even think about food. Come on. Because why? I need something for God. I'm desperate. I'm hungry. So, God, you said those that come to you, you said those that seek you shall find you. Come on. And then you say those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, you said we shall be filled. Again, in my closing, I encourage you on this line tonight. I feel it on this line tonight. You've been frustrated. You've been aggravated. You've been irritated. It's a point where you begin to say, God, are you really God for real? Are you really Jesus, you for real? You know why? Because when we get so frustrated, we start questioning God. God, why you let this happen? If you say you who you say you are, why? And know the Spirit of the Lord say, sometimes God is going to answer us because he said, I had to allow you to walk through this so you can come out of this and you got a testimony to help somebody else. He said, we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by our testimony. Baby, you something you just got to go through. Come on. You got to walk through. Do it feel good? No. Do it hurt? Yes. I ain't hurt. But in my closing, I just want to encourage somebody tonight. In the midst of you being frustrated, can you trust the process? Can you give God enough time to bring you out? Come on. Frustration, it has to come. Why? Why you think that'll come? Because God said, I want to see where are you. You say you're a proud boy intercessor. Come on. So God said, I'm not this first person to come to see where you at. Come on. But you got to know who inside of you. You got to know who the greater one is. Come on. God said he is giving us, he's giving you power and authority. Again, be extra careful what we release out of our mouth. When we are frustrated, remember I said, get into that secret place. Get into that quiet place. Begin to ask the Father, Father, I'm frustrated. See, you got to learn how to talk to Jesus as you're talking to your husband, your wife, people on your job. Talk to Jesus like that. He already knows that we're frustrated, but he said, I'm waiting on you to come to me. He said, cast all your cares upon me. Why? Because the Father said, I care for you. I believe St. John 14:1 say, let not your heart be troubled. Uh-oh. So why do we let things trouble us? The word of God says, St. John 14:1 say, let not your heart be troubled. So my question tonight, why are you letting things trouble your heart? Now in the word of God say, when my heart is overwhelmed, whoo, hallelujah, he said he will lead you in me to the rock higher. Who is that rock? Jesus Christ. He said, cast your cares upon me. Why? Because I care for you. We carry around excess weight and baggage that we should be carrying around. Why? Because we have not cast it. We have not given to God. We say we have, but in reality, we have not. Because he said, bring it at the frame, wherever you're going, at the altar. Put it for Jesus, leave there. What we do? We pick it back up. We don't put it at the altar for real. Because if we do, when we leave on that altar, it would be nothing on you or me. What you're saying? We will be free because I was heavy. I was overweighted, overbearing. But Lord, you told me to cast the curse upon you. You said, put it on the altar. You said we should be carrying extra weight. And Lord, I'm weighted down. But today, tonight, this morning, I put it at the altar. I'm releasing it. Because guess what, God? I can't handle it. It's too much for me. What you mean? I'm overbearing. I'm overweighted. When we are weighted down, people say, God, you can't even get into the presence of God like you want to. You can't even pray like you want to. Why? Because you got too much weight, too much excess baggage. You shouldn't be weighing down with all the cares of the life. That's Jesus. That is his job. He said it is finished. When he went to the cross, Jesus said it is finished. It is done. So, again, I'm closing for real this time for real. For real closing. In my closing tonight, I encourage every man of God, every woman of God, when you are frustrated, aggravated, irritated, whatever, get into that quiet place. Get into prayer. Lay before the Lord. Fast, pray, seek God. And stay there until that spirit has lifted up off of you. And then you get up. I'm no longer going to be frustrated no more. And oh, thank God, see, baby, I've been waiting on you.
He said, I don't know why you frustrated for. He said, be frustrated because you didn't release it. You didn't give it to me. You say you did, but you did not. We have to learn how to release things, release people, and let them go. Come on. You got to let it go. Tonight, stop carrying excess baggage. Stop carrying excess weight. And again, get into that quiet place. Begin to pray. Begin to seek God and ask God, God, get this frustrated spirit, this demon off of me. That's all it is. And God say, oh, that's all you want me to do? That's it. And guess what? God sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession, moaning and groans for you and me. The Father said, I stretch my hand all day long to who? A rebellious nation. Then the Father said, I will never leave you, nor would I forsake you. So why are we just talking about things you could be talking about? Tonight, stop carrying extra things. Stop, release it. Let it go. Whoever they are, release them and let them go. We can't change people. Only God can change the people. Come on. I'm closing. I'm done. Pastor E, I'm turning back into your hand, man of God. God bless you. I am done. Bless you, Pastor E. Hamilton. God bless.
Praise God. Good evening, my beautiful sister. Yes, we bless Pastor E. Hamilton, the head over our line tonight. My pastor, amen. But Prophetess Lisa, what a word, my sister. You have ministered to us tonight. You know, what will we do when things frustrate us? And as you was ministering, I was saying, you know, God don't want us jacked out in frustration because frustration can bring anger. And those are not things of the spirit. Those are things in our flesh when we see ourselves getting frustrated. But you said some things we have to just get shut down, find that secret place, and get in God's word only with him that he can be that peacemaker to give us that peace within us so we're not frustrated. And my sister, as you was ministering, I was just like, my God, it was taking me over to Ephesians. Ephesians 4, you know, 4:26-27, because frustration is the same as anger. He says, in our anger, he says, do not sin. He says, do not sin. He said, don't let the sun go down on that. And he said, we can't give the devil a foothold. So, you know, God wants us to be full of joy. So I praise God for you. And I thank God, you know, Pastor E, God allows him to give us this platform as women to come share the word of God, what God has given you. And you said tonight, you said, enjoy the process. Yes, because, you know, last night, Prophet Woods, he ministered on the process. Praise be to God to you, my sister. We, you know, we love and appreciate you with everything.
Yes, ma'am.
So God is glorified with what you have shared with his people. You have shared mightily that what we should do when we feel that frustration building up. Amen.
Yeah.
But my sister, I'm on assignment this evening for Pastor E.
Amen.
But what you can do is share with our listeners, share with them and let them know, those that come later, they can listen to the archives too and listen again and again, as I will. But then tell them what's happening with your ministry, what you have going on, something you want to share, and what's on your heart. And then after that, you can close us out in prayer. Amen?
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We just thank God for everyone that did dial in tonight, and I definitely appreciate you on tonight. I'm just excited about what God is doing in the administration. You know, we can't allow things and people doing what God has commissioned us to do. Amen. The Bible said, go on the hedges and highways and compel men and women by the word of God. So we have to be about our Father. I told God in 2023 that I'm not pushing the pulpit, but I like to be out. You know what I'm saying? I like to do street ministry. I like to go to the nursing home, the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Because the love that God's put in my heart for the people. And I just like loving on people, you know, just encourage them, you know what I'm saying? And that's my thing, 2023. Lord, I want God to branch me out even more. But see, only God can punch us out even more We have to be willing and we'll be don't say we're ready to do street ministry if you're not prepared. Because the Bible says make a vow to God if you don't keep it. I thank God, even my apostle, he just texted, he was trying to get on the line tonight. But he was like, he's going to lie, so he can go back online and just put it later on. I thank God that God has put me upon a awesome and a great pastor. Amen. A man after God's own heart. He lived what he preaches, and I thank God for him and his wife. Amen. Both loving, sweet people. And I just thank God again for Pastor Terry. Pastor E, I thank God for the non-network. Amen. That's the one thing about Pastor E. He loved the people, and he don't mind pushing us what we need to do. So I'm going to close this out in prayer. I thank God again for the opportunity. And just remember, when you are frustrated, just begin to pray and seek God. Like I say, even you might call me on the phone to pray with you, pray for you. Don't be ashamed to say, listen, sister, brother, whoever it is, I'm frustrated. I need a man. Learn how to reach out to people. Sometimes we go through things in life, and we are not equipped to go through certain things in life. So find you somebody that's more spiritual that can pray with you and can pray for you. And my thing is, can you cover me until I recover? Everybody can't cover you and me. Come on, somebody. So I'm giving a close eye in prayer. Thank God again for this opportunity. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence tonight with bowed our head and humble heart. Father God, we come unto the Lord. Thank you for one more opportunity that you allow us to be here tonight. Father God, we just embrace your presence on tonight. God, we don't want to hear this word. Let this word begin to soak deep down inside of them. Let this word begin to absorb it up. Allow this word to bring a change in us tonight, God. When we are frustrated, don't know what to do, let it begin to get into that secret place. Get into that quiet place tonight. Bless your people tonight. Father God, I ask you to cover each one on this line tonight. Cover them tonight in the blood of Jesus. As we plead the blood and we apply the blood on tonight. And Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor in the name of the Father, Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, everybody have a blessed night. Have a good night. Know that I love you, but know that God loves you more. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
And good night, family.
Can I talk to you?
Good night. Love you, Pastor Terry.
I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things. God can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way. And my dreams better than erased. Talking about all things. I said I can do all things.
I understand.
I know, baby, there will always be healing.
Yeah.
So it's good to know I'll never let you down. Talking about all things, all the big and the small things.
I'm so sure
I can do all things.
Just because he's silent doesn't mean that he's still. He's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Let's go.
Talking about all things.
Woo!
All the big and the small things.
Hallelujah.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
He sees you.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yeah. talking about?
Something.
What we talking about?
Something.
Come on, say.
Something.
Say it again now.
Something.
And my people say.
God can do it.
He can do it.
What? You can't give up now. Hey, what are we talking about?
Talking about all things.
Hallelujah.
All the big and the small things.
God can.
God can do all things.
Hey, Sharaba.
Hey.
Woo. He's a good God. He's a good God. Come on. He's a good God. He's a good God. Come on.
I love it.
Woo. I tell you, God.